What happens to the emails that don't pass the DKIM checks? DKIM domain keys, identified mail, is an email authentication method that allows domain owners to digitally sign outgoing emails. This ensures that email content remains unaltered in transit. DKIM works by using a cryptographic key pair, public and private. The public key is stored in the domain's DNS, while the private key is kept secure by the sender. When a receiving server gets an email, it verifies the DKIM signature using the public key. If the keys match, DKIM authentication succeeds, and the email is delivered. If DKIM fails, the email's fate depends on whether DMARC, domain-based message authentication, reporting, and conformance, is in place. DMARC operates based on SPF and DKIM results, and has three policy options. P equals none, monitoring policy. No action is taken on failed emails, but reports are sent to the domain owner. P equals quarantine, quarantine policy. Failed emails are sent to the spam or junk folder. P equals reject, reject policy. The receiving server outrightly rejects failed emails. If DMARC is absent, the email may still be delivered, marked as spam, or, in rare cases, rejected. Common reasons for DKIM failure include expired DKIM signatures due to email delays, misconfiguration in DKIM setup caused by typos, incorrect selectors, or DNS issues, email forwarding issues where message alterations break the DKIM signature, using ARC authenticated received chain, and failure reports can help mitigate this. Proper DKIM configuration is crucial for email security and deliverability. While DKIM failure alone doesn't always mean rejection, it increases the risk of being flagged as spam. Businesses should ensure proper DKIM setup to maintain email integrity.